Well, glory. I am a blessed man. I drink my coffee from a cup that says, oh, glory. You had to pick that out, didn't you, Molly? I'm just thrilled to be a Christian. I'm thrilled to shout it out once in a while. I'm thrilled for the singing this morning. I just seem like it's the best I've heard in a long time anywhere. Thank you. I just wanted to mention a thing or two. Rob don't want me to mention this, but I'm going to mention it anyway. Jane, you ain't Jane, are you? Shirley said, Rob's a little bit ashamed to say this. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I didn't tell her this, but I'm not ashamed to tell it. They've been married 50 years today. Now, if you'd look at them, you wouldn't think Shirley was old enough to be married 50 years, but Rob, he's plenty old. I went to the sale last night, looked over across, Rob's sitting over there, and I saw him, and there's right in the middle of the sale. I throwed up my hand at Rob, and bidder, the auctioneer took my bid. I let somebody else bid one more time, and I didn't bid no more. So Annemarie started bidding on something there, and she thought they said $4, and they said $40, and she raised her hand, and I grabbed her arm and jerked it down. Rob said I'd have bought that, but said Annemarie started it too high. But we got it settled in here. She didn't pay $40 for whatever it was, so we had a good time. It's good to be with God's people anywhere you can be and any time. I want to say just a couple of things, and I asked Phil if I mentioned this, and they said they didn't. They've fallen on hard times since you've come to Ashe County. He's been in the hospital about as much as he's been out, seems like. And they've fallen on hard times, and some of their bills has mounted up pretty high. And we just felt like we needed to help them. We made that decision Wednesday night at their business meeting. They told me it's okay if I mentioned this today. And Sunday we'll take up a love offering for them to help them. They've had some back sets and some problems, and this last time he wasn't in the hospital long enough for the insurance to pay, so that's set him back another notch, and so they're just looking at a way to try to get through. So we want to help you, and we will do that, and we'll take up a love offering next Sunday. Just wanted to impress that upon your mind. We've got so many things are going on in our church right now, and so many people sick. It's just hard to keep up. We do need to remember Aaliyah. She's having a hard time too, and having to keep up, try to keep up with their classwork and so on, and so many things. But we're going to press on. Going to press on. Shelly's here today, and we thank God that she's here, and she's got some things coming up in her life. We want to remember her, and God'll see her through. And so we just need to remember one another, and pray much. I'm going to speak this morning from Mark, the 12th chapter, verse 41. Let me say before I read this passage of Scripture, I knew some ladies like this lady in my lifetime. I think I know some today like this lady. And as I go through the journey of life and I see some of these older people moving on into glory, it behooves me to wonder and to think, how do you replace them? Now this year we've had several meetings of some mighty special people. And I wonder who will replace them. And I often wonder that. And then I think, we've got people coming on that's going to fall in the same footsteps. And they're going to do the work. And I think about Tuckerdale Baptist Church. And the times that last Sunday, we gathered some, and Kim, you'd already left. I won't be here on this, but you've gone. Shift that. But we gathered five or six of our ladies together here, along with a couple of our young people. And we discussed some things about what we want to do in the spring for a youth rally. I didn't know whether I was going to go stop or not. They always were throwing ideas back across the circle, and I thought, man, this is going to be great. So, it's just happening. God's blessing. And we're into a new year, beginning a new year. And I want to challenge you with this lesson here today. Now, I'm not talking about money. Don't misunderstand me. They may have thought this, you might think this from this, but we're going to go a little different direction. But let me read this. And Jesus sat over against the treasure and beheld how the people cast money into the treasure, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, Verily I say unto you that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasure. For all they that cast in of their substance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. I don't want to think that money's the thing. I've never had to preach on money. But am I satisfied with? They can't be Are you satisfied with last year? Are there anybody here that could do better than you did last year? What really belongs to God? What are you willing to give God? What are you willing to do? Not to benefit me or whatever, but to benefit the kingdom. This woman gave all she had. There's a little song that goes like this. I gave my best for you. What have you given for me? Now that includes the whole lot. Like I say, I don't want this to be about money. I want this to be about your relationship with Jesus Christ. You know what I think's wrong in the church in general? You know what I believe? And I believe this is what the Bible's talking about. I don't believe it's about money. If it was, we got churches in Ashe County that cost $2.5 million. So that must not be the problem. I had a boy come to me and sit down and talk with me this week about his home life, his problems, situations that was going on in his home. And he wanted to tell me all about his wife. He wanted to tell me a whole lot of things. And I listened for a long time. And he wanted some advice of what he needed to do. I said, well, I've not heard your wife's story. I've heard your story. And I've come to one conclusion. And it's what I say to all of us today. You need a better relationship with the Lord. And I thought he needed to rock that for a while. You see, it's not about what, how much, or this. Let me ask us some things, just some questions. Maybe you'd ask yourself this question. How could I show my love to Jesus? How could I do that? Would I be willing to? I'm going to ask this question. How many of you have really ever sacrificed very much for the sake of Jesus Christ? I mean sacrifice. Gave yourself till it hurt. Would I be willing to sacrifice anything more this year for Jesus Christ? See, it's not about you and the money. It's not about you and the preacher. It's not about you and anything except you and Jesus Christ. And if your relationship with Jesus Christ is not what it ought to be, the rest of it's all out of whack. It won't fit. The purpose of church and the purpose of us being here tonight, today, is not for me to stand before you and you brag on what a good sermon I preached tomorrow. That's not what it's about. The reason that we have come here today is to try to build a better relationship with Jesus Christ so that we can have a better relationship with one another so that we can carry out something into the community that's worth giving away. You see, I personally believe that what's wrong in the church and what's wrong in the church in general is that we don't have a proper relationship with Jesus Christ. We spend so much of our time thinking about so many other things and doing so many other things, and we wouldn't cancel anything that we got scheduled for the sake of Jesus Christ. Could we give Him a little more time? Could we give Him a little more appreciation and a little more praise? Could we honor Him? Is there some way that in your mind, as you think about this, is there some way that I could do this? This lady here gave all that she had. I don't think it was what she gave. I think it was her condition of her heart. Can't you just see that little lady? Can't you just see those rich men that was throwing money in there and they was, man, ain't I something, ain't I great? And this little humble lady come and gave all that she had till it hurt. Have you ever give till it hurt? I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about being willing to give in a way that you'll sacrifice your ways and your ideas and your plans for the sake of Jesus Christ and your relationship with Him. Do you know that I say this lightly, but I'm afraid this is true, that so many times in so many places and in so many areas of our church work and so many of our preachers, they'd rather dictate to you than to bring you to Jesus. They want to tell you how to do this and how to do that and how to do that. That's not my place. It's my place to remind you that you have a place with Jesus Christ. And you're not your own. You're bought with a price. And what do I owe to Him? And my relationship with Jesus Christ. I've always believed, and I believe today, that I don't need to preach 10% tithing. I don't believe that's what it is. I believe we owe more than that to start with. And you may give it in a lot of different ways. But I've always believed that if we ever get our heart right with God, some of these other things will just automatically take care of themselves. You know, a lot of Christians live like a lot of husbands and wives. They're just fussing about something all the time. Who are you fussing with? the Lord. Are you in contradiction with God? Are you in in some ways we have that problem. This old flesh don't always like what God wants us to like. And sometimes we'd rather argue with God than to say, yes, Lord. You see, our relationship with Jesus Christ makes us want to give and to give ourselves for His glory and for His honor. It's not about us anymore. I keep saying that over and over and over again. It's just not about us. And we've got in such bad habits. We've got in such bad... I say we because I'm in the bunch. I'm with you. We get in such bad habits that we don't even stop and think, hey, does this glorify God? Now, I told this young man that came to me, I said, is what you told me today any glory to Jesus Christ? Is the way your attitude is and the way you're thinking today, is that any glory to Jesus Christ? You see, that I told him, I said, you're going to have to find yourself before you're ever going to have any contentment or before you're going to ever have any satisfaction. And I'll tell all of you this, before you're going to have any satisfaction, you're going to have to find yourself in a place where you know that you're not cheating God, that you're of service to Him, that you belong to Him, that He can use you for His glory, that we're not using Him for our purpose, but He's using us for His glory. Have you come to that place? Now let's go back. I remember some old ladies like this who fed me and gave to me and helped me, or I wouldn't be here probably today. You remember some of them people that worked their fingers to the bone, and they wasn't selfish with what they come out with. If they had canned goods, you had canned goods. If they had a bed to sleep in, you had a bed to sleep in. If they had anything that you needed, it was available to you because they loved the Lord. Are you like that? Do you love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength? Would we be willing to give a little more of ourselves to Him this year then? Well, let me say, would we be willing to give Him this year what we helped from Him last year? Is that a good way to think? Now, I can see it happening. I can see people, things are running through their minds. Well, where could I do this? That's happening in this church right now. There are people in this church that's dedicated to the Lord enough, are thinking in their mind, how can I serve Him better? How can I do better this year than I did last year? And that's what needs to happen. How can I build my relationship with Jesus? What am I holding back? What am I lacking? Am I praying? Am I studying? Am I giving time? Am I doing this? Am I helping my neighbor? Oh, there are just thousands of things. And I don't have time to go over all of them. If we, just the ones that's here today, if we will give ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ in the way that we really should, we'll have a better year this year than we had last year. And we will be a happier people. We will. I believe we'll sing better. We may shout better. We may pray better. We'll just have a time with the Lord. What do you say? I think that's what God wants us. I think that's what God's looking for. We may even bust a budget. I don't know. That's not what I'm talking about, but it might happen. Whatever it is with you, that you can serve God, and you know, you'll have to figure that out now. I'm just reminding you, you'll just have to figure that out. If you're lacking, need to move up. Because you'll have a greater joy. You'll have a greater peace. Now, if you've never started a road with a relationship with Jesus Christ, you need to get on the road. You need to get started. You need to get saved. You need to get yourself in a place where, and I'm afraid this is what we fail so many times. And we find ourselves in such mess sometimes. We have never come to the place that we say, Lord, here I am. Just take me and use me for your glory. You can't just do that one time because the devil's going to cheat you tomorrow. You've got to do that over and over and over every single day. Say, God, this could be my last day. Would you take me and use me today? Could I just be a little help to somebody? Could I just do a little something, God, that would glorify you today? Would you do that? This lady gave it all. She gave it all. What do you give? There's something you'd hold back from God. One of these days, this old world will be over anyhow. And then it'll be Him. Then it'll be Him. You and Him. So we just need to remember. We just need to remember. Did she get sick? Okay. We need to remember. And think. Put ourselves on the altar of sacrifice. Say, here it is, Lord. I give it all. I give it all. Be something. Somebody will probably have to give up this year. There'll be something that somebody will have to give away this year. There'll be something. And some time, maybe spent in prayer. Or maybe just some time that you could have been down to the house of the Lord, helping the work of the kingdom. I don't know. I don't know what it is. See, all I know is what Larry's going to have to do. I want to be better, don't you? I want to do better. I want to be in His work and His and with Him. What about you? Billy, get us a song. New year. Time you can dedicate yourself more closely to the Lord. You will stand. We'll sing one verse, Billy. I didn't give an evangelistic today, but somebody may need this altar. If they do, we're going to sing a verse.